Got it right. What car is it? Are you staying 2 liter? Yep, so you can do just a 207 short motor with studs. Normally that's about 15K. Or if you want to go further than that, then you have to Ford something and, something custom built. Normally it's around 25K. The 25K one will be a lot stronger. But it just depends on, how much you want to spend on the car. Do they have head studs or just? Heads, as in it's got head studs. Normally we. Is it rebuilt or is it the actual original bottom end? So, original bottom end and someone's done head gaskets on it, is that right? Normally those are good for about 300. Depending on the age of that actual engine, normally a 207 with head studs is good for about 300. If it's the original bottom end, then I'd say stick to somewhere around 260, 280. That'll be on the 85. So you need the Zetronic flex fuel sensor, fuel pump, ID 1300 injectors. If you want 300, so 1050s are only good for like 260 to 270. If you're aiming for 300, you'll need 1300s. Do you have 1050s already? Go for the 1300s. And then obviously you need the rest of the mods to suit 300, but for flex fuel, that's all you need. How many Ks are on the car? Just 200. You reckon there's 200 on that bottom end? You don't think he had a bottom end done on it at all? It's just a bit weird to do head gaskets on a 2 liter. It's weird to do just heads on a 2 liter though. That's the part that doesn't make sense. We do, but we can't tell what's going on inside the engine. That's pushed pretty hard if it's got 200,000 Ks. No, we don't use Heltec here. So you can use a link if you want. Otherwise, we just use the stock ECU. All right, done. Easy. All good.